From Radio K-Man's newsroom, I'm Shanda Gallego with your latest news. A wanted man is arrested after threatening a person at a West Bay restaurant. Details from Radio K-Man's Carsley Fuller.
Just after 2:45 on Saturday morning, Royal Cayman Islands police officers on patrol in the West Bay District stopped to make checks at a restaurant on Northwest Point Road. It was reported that a wanted man, Manuel Carter, had been seen threatening a man with a machete. Carter was later found by police and arrested at an address in West Bay. Following his arrest for that incident, Carter was also arrested on suspicion of several burglaries that had taken place in the district during the month of March. He was also arrested on suspicion of escaping lawful custody and assaulting police following an incident that took place on March 23rd, where he was located by an officer on patrol who attempted to arrest him. He now faces 12 charges. He appeared in court on Monday via video link and was remanded into custody. Reporting for Radio Cayman News, I'm Carsley Fuller.
In other police news, a 24-year-old Cayman Bracker is behind bars today after an alleged rape on the sister island. The Royal Cayman Islands Police Service says the suspect has been charged with rape and three other related sexual assault offenses, as well as breach of curfew, after emergency crews were called to a report of a rape Friday night. Emergency medical services transported the victim to Faith Hospital, where she was treated for injuries and later discharged. The 24-year-old suspect was arrested shortly after and held overnight in Cayman Brac before being transported to the Cayman Islands Detention Center in Grand Cayman the following day. He appeared in court on Monday via video link and was remanded in custody. As students remain in isolation at the provided accommodations, Premier Honorable Alda McLaughlin had a video call with some of them to check in on how they are doing.
It went very well. There were a couple of requests for things. That's fine. We had a very good exchange, and I impressed upon them the importance of them continuing to remain responsible through this period of isolation.
Premier McLaughlin said it is wonderful to see the level of community-mindedness they have displayed.
And I thank them for the degree of responsibility they have shown, and said that they were a model, really, for the rest of Cayman. So very, very proud of our young people. As I said to them, they're the cream of the crop. They are the next leaders of Cayman. I know it sounds cliche, but they truly are.
An air bridge has been arranged for anyone who wants to return to the Cayman Islands from London. If interested, call the UK Cayman Islands Government Office on +440 207 491 7772. Or you can email info@cigouk.ky. A call to civil servants. The Director of Communications is asking for urgent support for the Joint Communications Service. Volunteers will be asked to work a rotation schedule based on their skill set. Tasks include things like creating content for social media, working with online influencers, partners, sponsors, and delivering communications campaigns. If you are able to help, you're encouraged to email communications@gov.ky with the approval of your relevant head of department or chief officer. And finally in the news for this hour, a jingle open call has been launched.
To bring out creativity in the time of coronavirus, throughout history we have seen music used to elicit a much needed smile and indeed feelings of hope in the midst of a serious situation.
Minister for Culture, Honorable Duane Seymour, made the announcement on Monday. He says the collection of selected jingles will help to connect the Cayman Islands government with the local community in a creative and uplifting way amid the COVID-19 pandemic.
There are four categories for the jingle submission, and any genre is permitted. A payment of $1,200 will be offered for each selected jingle. The deadline for submission is Monday, 6th of April at 5 p.m.
You can get more information on www.gov.ky/coronavirus. You can also contact jingle@gov.ky if there's additional questions. That is your latest local news. We now turn to the BBC with a check of international news. That's it for me. From Radio Cayman's newsroom, I'm Shanda Gallego.
BBC News with Jerry Smith. The International Committee of the Red Cross is warning that healthcare systems across Africa could collapse under the weight of the coronavirus pandemic. The ICRC says it's especially worried about countries in conflict, such as Burkina Faso and Mali. In many places, clean water and soap are in short supply or non-existent. The US Secretary of State Mike Pompeo has said his country is ready to lift sanctions in support of a new proposal to form a transitional government in Venezuela. Mr. Pompeo said Washington still supported the opposition leader Juan Guaido, but that he should step aside, along with the current president, Nicolas Maduro, to hold new elections within a year. The chief health advisor to the German government has warned that the rate of deaths from the virus is rising there. Lothar Wieler said an increasing proportion of older people were now testing positive. The head of the European Commission has told EU countries that emergency measures taken in response to the pandemic must not compromise the bloc's democratic values. The warning comes a day after Hungary's parliament approved indefinite emergency powers for the Prime Minister. BBC News.